This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Wang Xiaoning, together with Philip C. We're shifting our attention to this energy crisis because China faces mounting pressure to ramp up coal imports and ensure supplies to keep lights on, factories open and water flowing as a severe power crunch roils the northeastern industrial heartland.
Now, news organizations and social media carried reports and posts saying the lack of power in the northeast has really significantly shut down traffic lights, elevators and 3G mobile phone coverage. Now, Goldman Sachs has estimated that as much as 44% of China's industrial activity has been hit by the power shortage. They've revised their GDP numbers, causing a 1 percentage point decline for annualized GDP on the third quarter, 2 points from October to December. And it said it's cutting its 2021 forecast to 7.8% from 8.2%. So the question is, will we see an immediate resolution of China's energy crisis? And how will China reduce its overdependence on coal as environmental pressures ramp up?
So to share her perspective on this is Michelle Leong, who's the Bloomberg Intelligence Asia-Pacific Energy Basic Materials Analyst from Hong Kong. Thanks for joining us this morning, Michelle. Now, just give us an idea, how serious is this power crunch right now in China?
Hi, good morning, everyone. So thanks for the question first. As you said, you have described the very realistic picture of what's happening right now in China. And indeed, I would say it's one of the worst power shortages in China over the past decade. And for now, there are over 20 provinces, including the major GDP engines like Guangdong, Jiangsu, and Zhejiang. They all announced emergency power kits, and there could be more to come. And we calculated that all these provinces actually contribute more than 70% of China's total GDP in the first half. And the power shortage was first happening back in May, and it seems to be getting more serious in September, which largely surprised the market because we were thinking the power demand should come down when the weather turns cooler, but it didn't happen. So we noticed some of the factories were being asked to stop 5 days or even 6 days, or in the most extreme case, or the high energy intensive production ones were asked to stop production for the whole month. And that would effectively affect the supply chain for many downstream sectors. And we even saw that some of the foreign companies, they see that if this problem is going to get more serious or prolonged, that they are thinking of some backup plans like moving out some operations out of China. So the impact could be quite large over time.
So Michelle, what is the root cause for such a severe power shortage in China?
Yeah, we actually identified three major problems here. Well, first of all, it, of course, is a happy problem because it means that the economic activities have been picking up. We see that the export activities have been resuming quite quickly during the past few months, which means the global economies are picking up as well. So that's a sudden surge in the demand. And on the other hand, China's ambitions and promises to become carbon neutral by 2060 has make it a very strict compliance to the provinces on the energy use intensity. However, we see that many provinces, they failed to comply with the requirement during first half, which made the provincial government getting more nervous in cutting all of a sudden. And the COP26 meeting is coming up. So that's another reason why. And thirdly, because China is actually running out of coal. First, its imports coal ban from Australia has made an impact. And although the local coal mines have been trying to ramp up production, but again, it has been restrained by some environmental and safety controls as well. So the imports from Indonesia or from Russia could come up, but it has not been fully satisfied the gap from Australia. And the coal grade from Indonesia, of course, is still below that from Australia, so can't fully replace. And lastly, but not least, China has been cutting down their coal investment in previous years. And indeed, we see that over 70% of newly installed capacity came from renewables during the last 5 years. But renewable energy supply is still highly unreliable and hard to handle a sudden surge in power use. So despite of a massive capacity installation, their utilization rates were generally low. So again, it's a sudden surge in demand that couldn't be met by the supply.
But Michelle, what options then does China have? Does it mean that they have to rely on overseas energy sources and pipelines like Russia, Southeast Asia in the immediate future? I mean, almost similar to the dependency that the European Union has with Russia for gas?
Yeah, I think that would be one option that China has already tried to reach out. Indeed, it has reached out to Russia and Indonesia for more coal supplies, in which Russia's only electricity exporter, which is Interral, has promised to increase its exports to China at a level doubling that of October last year. Sourcing more coal from Russia makes sense, we think, given that the short traveling distance, the abundant resources in Russia, as well as the similar coal grades to Australia. I think Russia also plans to expand more exports to China in long term, hoping to expand its local production to up to 530 million tons per year by 2024, which means it could double its coal exports during the period as well. So after all, Russia accounted for 20% of China's total imports in August, almost doubling the percentage since China banned imports from Australia. So I think that the trend might still continue.
Mm. So Michelle, you know, you talk about the short term where they rely on certain markets overseas, they kind of ramp up coal. But you know, what is the plan to prevent such a power crunch in the future? Because even as you said just now, the evolution towards renewables will be very challenging and unreliable at the same time.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, I think China will still need to rely on coal as its major power source over the next decade. And the power crunch this time has further reaffirmed China's reliance on the coal power. I think China will still try to increase the stability of the energy resources and supplies, and it will also grow the renewable energy. That is very important for long term, but what I see here is that China could also build up more new energy storage, because only this way that they could help to stabilize or give making the renewable energy supply more stable and reliable. Indeed, China also has been expanding a lot on its coal-fired plants as well, partly because of its energy security concerns. So in long term, I think China will still grow in both coal power and the renewable energy. And right now, what China needs to do is to raise the power tariffs or provide subsidies to the generators, because those are the ones who have been suffering from the operating losses and got demotivated to generate power. So in order to prevent the power crunch, I think giving certain profitabilities to the or profits to the generators is very important.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Michelle Leong from Bloomberg Intelligence giving us her views on why there is an energy crisis in China. And there's an important word in all of that, and that is energy security, right? And
yeah.
I think globally, that is always a challenge. But in recent times, because oil prices, natural gas prices have risen so much, that question arises even more and more. And the Chinese model, yes, what she highlighted is true. Because if you're a power generator, you are buying global prices, but yet you have to sell it to your consumers at a fixed price. So you are bearing the losses. So as a result, why would you want to do that?
It's very tough. And I heard also many facilities went under maintenance because they just didn't want to provide to the domestic market. But there's so many geopolitical elements here. You know, the Australian ban of coal, the overdependence on Russia, and I think China's commitment to COP26. Very interesting. So many moving parts to this very local issue.
Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.